Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Okay, I made an executive decision here. It is, after all, live radio. The rest, I will post the entire interview with Jonathan Morgenstern. I'll podcast it and put it up on my blog at radioornot.com. But as I was talking about the Free Gaza Boat, the Spirit of Humanity, with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and 20 others that was taken over by the Israeli Navy, I went to the website, as I directed you, to freegaza.org, and there's a message there from Donna Baranski Walker, who's the executive director of the Rebuilding Alliance. And there's a phone number there, so I called her, and she agreed to come on the air and give us an update on the situation. So, Donna, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tell us what's going on. What do you know?
Thanks a lot for putting me on the air. So what I put out this morning was just as the boat was being surrounded by the Israeli Navy, and they seemed to be following it right close to where the end of international waters would end and where they enter close to the Gaza border. The Navy, what I've been hearing, it followed it right up to the 23-mile from shore mark, and that's where they boarded the boat. I put out a message to my mailing list to say, please give your congressmen and your senators a call. And so I've been getting calls all through the day from people throughout the country who've been doing just that. There's a particular reason for it, and that's because our State Department is actually engaged in trying to assure the safety of the American passengers and really all the passengers. And then also, in a positive sense, they're actually encouraging, trying to see if they can get the boat released and actually on its way to Gaza. It's carrying a humanitarian mission, with books and also with, you know, the things for children and a bit of building materials, including cement. And we've heard President Obama speak about the importance of getting building materials into Gaza at last. So it's an important thing now to have Congress actually back up the State Department by calling to express concern, calling the State Department, and calling the Israeli embassy to say that they really want this boat to be released with its passengers and cargo on board so it can arrive in Gaza.
Right. Now I saw there's a press release that the Green Party issued with a statement from Cynthia McKinney. Now, is this coming out via Twitter?
Cynthia McKinney is one of the passengers on the boat.
Right.
And Twitter postings are pretty, you know, short. They're saying that everyone was taken in, and that they're not allowed to continue. Everyone would like to get back on the boat and go on to Gaza. And so far, the last word 41 minutes ago is, "We will not stop trying to come. Passengers are fine, but outraged. We'll know more today." So as sun rises over there in the Middle East, they'll be able to have some sort of further assessment. It's Twitter, freegaza.org, where we'll be able to follow it.
Okay, so freegaza.org, or if you do the hash mark freegaza, I see it's also bringing up a lot of a lot of information as well. You know, Twitter has been a great tool of late in, you know, where we're seeing things unfold on the other side of the world, and that's how we're getting a lot of word. Now, I was just on the freegaza.org website, and I guess this statement from Cynthia McKinney came, she spoke to somebody, right, this afternoon about 1:15, and apparently that's when she issued the statement that said, "I am extremely angry. We demand that the Israeli government call off their attack dogs. We are unarmed civilians aboard an unarmed boat delivering medical and reconstruction aid to other human beings in Gaza. Why in God's name would Israel want to attack us and threaten our safety and welfare? I call on President Obama and the international community to intervene now to prevent the situation from escalating with potentially drastic results to the civilians on board."
So she was able to communicate up until the Israeli Navy cut off all communications with them. So on the website, you're seeing the locator that was on the boat, and it stops just outside of Gaza. But the boat was then, from what I hear, was towed to Ashkelon. So the spot locator is no longer accurate once the Navy took over. Now, the one really good thing that happened this morning was that the State Department called me. I'm one of a few people who've been able to just be in touch and to work. We've been asking State Department intervention for a number of our projects, building projects in various parts of the West Bank and Gaza. And over the course of the past year, especially the last few months, it's just a more receptive State Department, listening to what activists, to what peacemakers have to say, and trying to reinforce the good work that people are doing. So I was really glad to hear from the desk officer at the State Department who gave me her update and said that, look, their primary goal is to keep Americans safe. And then they think it's a good idea for a humanitarian cargo to get through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, so you're with the Rebuilding Alliance, not with Free Gaza. So what is your group? Tell us about who the Rebuilding Alliance is.
We've been rebuilding in war-torn areas and working to make them safe. And we started by helping Israelis and Palestinians rebuild Palestinian homes and schools. So our partners include Combatants for Peace, which are former Israeli soldiers, and Palestinians who've been in Israeli prisons, who've on both sides forswear violence and decide to work together without any revenge to end the occupation. In Gaza, we've been working for a long time. We're the group that rebuilt the home for the family that Rachel Corey had stood to protect in Gaza. And from that set of relationships, it's a long time standing of trust that we've been now working with the Rachel Corey Sports Initiative in Rafah on a little soccer project. You know, just the field was left standing after all the bombings, and people saw it as the best way to begin recovery from a huge amount of trauma, just get everyone out in the field to play. And so they've continued to work on this Unity Club soccer field, and they're holding a tournament for Ramadan. We're helping them put in an office, a little building on site that has bathrooms and water and new kinds of necessities. Even though there's a blockade, we've been able to keep our building projects going on a small scale. And we hope that that soccer group will be able to install new doors and windows and fix their walls as soon as the materials are allowed through for a reconstruction.
So would your
West
group...
In the West Bank, we've rebuilt the kindergarten.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's great. Would your group like to see, obviously, a two-state solution where, you know, the Palestinians have their own state alongside of Israel?
Yeah, so many of our partners would say, you know, it don't really matter what kind of state solution. It could be one, it could
peace.
Be two, it could
right.
be five, whatever. But to bring it into a peaceful solution, a negotiated agreement that works for all sides, is really important.
Donna, I have to interrupt you because we are out of time. I just want to remind everyone they can, for updates, go to freegaza.org and check in again at radioornot.com, and I'll try to keep you updated. Be back tomorrow night here on Air America. Nicole Sandler, thanks for listening. Good night.